All right, Deborah.
Wow. You know, you hear about those kind of scams, you know, and I don't know about how, what kind of scam she was running, you know, what she just wanted to be married. I mean, like he couldn't find that stuff out. What, that's the part I don't understand about these people. But, yeah, I've heard all kind of scams on the internet. These guys get taken by women who claim they love them and, you know, oh, send me some money, you know, my family and this and that. And I would, you know, I guess these guys have it like that. They can send out a check for $10,000. It doesn't really faze them. You know, they just have a lot of money. And they think they're helping their beloved woman that's over in some foreign country. But, and sometimes it's not even a woman. It's a man that they're talking to, and he just sends them a picture of, you know, a woman, and the guy thinks that that's who he's talking to. There's so many different scams going on. You got to really watch yourself online. I don't know. These people are just kind of scandalous. But let's talk about one of the common socially accepted lies. We call it the little white lie, end quote. And we all do this. This is under the umbrella of being tactful, which, like I said at the top of the show, are some of the polite, you know, little euphemisms that we use when we want to say something to someone, which we don't really want to say it, and we don't want to hurt their feelings, and we don't want to be off-putting, and we don't want them to think that we're rude or mean, and we don't want to really be overtly critical, but we don't want to lie and tell them that everything is so wonderful and perfect either. So we tell these like little itty bitty lies that are called white lies. Now, this is when it comes, situations come up like someone is around you and they're, you know, in this new outfit. So, you know, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You got this friend and she done put on a few pounds. And so the dress that fit her really well 4 or 5 months ago, she now looks like a stuffed sausage in this dress. You want her to take this dress off and put on something that actually fits the body that she has now. It's not saying that you want to tell her, you know, she's just huge. You're not going to say that. That's your friend. But you want to let her know that, you know, something else will probably be more flattering. So she shows up and she's like, ooh, girl, she's yanking the dress down and trying to hold her stomach in and talking about she need to put some Spanx on and all this old stuff. And really, it's like, just get a bigger size. Just why are you doing this to yourself? Is this too much drama? So here she comes and she asks you, girl, how do I look? Okay. What do you say? That's a hard one. Now, I have some friends where I can just say, you know that dress is too tight. Take that thing off. You used to fit it. That was several Krispy Kreme creams ago. Take that off. So we make a joke. Okay, I have a couple of friends like that. And she would take it off and we would just laugh about it. I have others that if I said something like that, they would just crumble and hate me for the rest of my life. So for them, I have to say something like, well, I don't know. Let's look and see. You know, I'm just really not feeling that style on you today. What else do you have? Something maybe that's a little more, you know, loose. Because after all, we are going to eat. And it's looking like, you know, you all snuggly bugged in that thing before we even go stuff our face. So see, now I'm blaming the food instead of saying, you've already done too much face stuffing here. I'm not going to say that. So that's how you be tactful. And, you know, you're still getting her out of that too tight dress, but you don't say it in a way that makes her feel bad about herself. So, you know, by not telling the whole truth, not telling it exactly the way it is, which is a direct question, how do I look in this dress, I've told a little white lie. And these kinds of things are socially acceptable. Even at work, we tell them, here comes somebody, some coworker. Oh, you know, can you help me with this? Now, you know you don't want to help that heifer. It's like, why somebody always got to help you? Why are you even here? You do work, and everybody else has to do your work. If I was going to do your work, I want 2 paychecks. So see, that would be my attitude. But I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, well, I'm a bit busy. I'm on deadline. I don't really have the time to help you today. Why don't you see if someone else can do it? And if not, maybe I can help you tomorrow. Okay? So I said, you know, put them off a little bit and give them some kind of excuse. But essentially, it's a little white lie because I do have time and I could do it, but I just don't want to. So I create this little kind of dodging scenario. All right. Now let's talk about how you can tell that someone's lying. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, I can always tell you, I don't want nobody to lie to me. I can tell somebody's lying to me. No, you can't. A really good liar, I mean, to people that's on the level of sociological, sociopath, you know, just crazy. I mean, these are like professionals. These are professional liars. These are the people practice lying, and they look in the mirror because they want to keep their face a certain way. They keep their expression a certain way. They make a living from lying to people. That's how they do it. So don't think that these people aren't out there. They are, and they are like sociopaths. Like I said, they have no problem just telling you whatever you need to hear so they can get what they want from you. Money for you to have their child, for you, for a place to stay where they don't have to pay any bills, to drive your car. I mean, it could be very simple little things like that. But a lot of these people go after big bucks. They're going after hundreds of thousands of dollars of your money with false investments, you know, false business dealings, all kinds of things. So you have to be very careful. And some of it, some of the people, most people, I would say, you can tell when they're lying. There are some specific dead giveaways. Eye contact is a good one. Now, most people feel guilty when they're lying. Not a sociopath, but a normal person will feel guilty, and so they won't really be able to look you in the eye. You're looking at them, right, because you want to see their expression. They're looking up at the ceiling. They're looking to the left. They're looking down at their fingernails. They're looking at the floor. They're looking up at the sky. They're looking up behind you. They're doing whatever they're doing, but they're not looking you in the face as you have this conversation with them because they know they're being misleading. They're being deceptive, and so they don't want to look you in the eye and have to see that you know that they're lying. It's just a little bit too much for them to handle psychologically. Some people, when they are lying, will do this thing where they cover part of their mouth, like they'll put their hand up over their lips, or they'll kind of put their like fist so a calf covers half their mouth and the other half on their cheek. You know, they'll brush by their by their top lip under their nose with that one, with their index finger. You know, they'll do that a couple of times. There is some dead giveaway. If you play poker, they're called tells. I play poker a lot, and I'm very observant, so you get to see these things in people. And as they're sitting there, you can pretty much tell what kind of hand they have because they have tells. And so you see, like, we watch poker on TV, how they have caps and they wear sunglasses. That's because they don't want people to see what their eyes are doing, because the eyes are the dead giveaway. Because people, they show, they'll register something. It's very brief. You got to really be watching when they get, when they turn their cards over, and you can see it. So this thing here with the finger by the nose, that's a tell in poker. That's a tell when they're lying as well. They have what's called preface speech. Now, that's when you say, your man comes home late. Negro, where were you? Wait a minute, baby. Wait. See, it's a long story. Okay, that's the preface right there. Because otherwise, you wouldn't need on it. You just say, oh, I was at, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's more likely to be the truth than the preface. You know, you always hyping on me. You always, okay, anything like that is the setup for the lie. He needs time to think up a lie to tell you, or to try to flip the script and make you guilty about him feeling like, you know, you're making me lie to you. So he's going to try to flip it around and make it be your fault. Women do the same thing. But like I said, since the survey said men lie twice as much as women, I think I'm okay with saying he in these instances.